One Step. Written and read by Andrew Daddo.
A couple of the boys hung back and asked if I was okay. It was hard to save face, but I said once I got my undies out of my butt, I'd be fine. Unless I had to get them surgically removed, which was pretty much how it felt. They left me to it. Teddy gave me a pat on the back and said everyone knew Hamish was a turd. It's just that no one had figured out the best way to deal with him. I could think of a few ways. Thanks for trying, I said to Teddy. I owe you one. Had I really made Hamish look like a dickhead? And how? All I'd done was write a story that the teacher liked. Big deal. Every day someone does work the teachers like more than Hamish's. He should be used to it. He didn't have to call me a homo for writing the story, but it was kind of cool when Mr. Bed turned on him. It was good to see him squirm a bit, to watch him suffer, struggling to read aloud. The stupid thing is, his story actually sounded okay. Kind of like an action story, just a bit simple. A bit like him, really. I don't think it was worth trying to split me in half with my undies, though. It was a struggle to get my jocks out of my butt. I tried to pull them down from the back with the waistband, but it hurt too much. Somehow my underpants had become like a band-aid that was too painful to peel off. It was either going to have to be a quick rip or find another way. In the end, I had to slide my thumbs in between my nuts and the fabric and gently peel my jocks out of my crack. Once they were free, I pulled my underpants down to my knees to have a look at them. There was red stuff. I'm guessing it was blood in my underpants. It should have been shit, but this was red, not brown. What had he done? Still, with my jocks around my knees, I went to the mirror and tried to get a look at my backside. I couldn't see much, just a welt from where the fabric had been ripped up and down my skin. The line was like an extension of my crack. It must have been worse further down if that actually was blood in my undies. Maybe there was a pimple there. Maybe that's what had happened, and all that friction had just ripped the head off it. It'd be fine eventually. Still, it'd be good to know. Maybe I should go to the school nurse or something. But what would I say? How would I show her? I grabbed my crappy phone and opened the camera. Pulling my ass cheeks apart with one hand, I tried to maneuver the phone the right way to take a photo. It was just so that I could see what was going on back there, to see if I needed to get it fixed or not. That's all it was. I didn't hear the door open.